what's the point of having someone come occasionally who likes a headline they see in Google come to us? Sure, we go out and say, hey, we've got so many millions of visitors, we've better advertise and so on. The fact is, there's not enough advertising in the world to go around to make all the websites profitable.
But isn't
we'd rather have fewer people coming to our website but paying.
I need a pencil, a piece of paper, a lock and a key. Feels so much better now, getting rid of my rage.
Hello and welcome to NPR's Planet Money. I'm Chana Jaffe-Walt.
And I'm David Kestenbaum. Today is Wednesday, December 30th. That was News Corp CEO Rupert Murdoch, you heard at the top, being interviewed on Sky News last month. He was talking about how he wants to make money on this whole news media thing. And on the show today, we're going to look at whether information really wants to be free or whether it actually feels okay if it gets paid a little bit of money.
All right. We are continuing our discussion of journalism and how economics and technology has shaped it over the years and whether it will eventually kill it.
So the Planet Money indicator today, the indicator is actually related to this topic. It is 6%. And that is the increase in internet searches through Bing, which is Microsoft's new search engine, from October to November. And that was the largest growth of any major search entity, according to ComScore, which tracks these things. Now, I should say that Bing is pretty new. And, you know, if you have one person coming to your site and then you have two, hey, that's a 100% increase. But, yeah, 6%, it's growth.
Yes, well, Bing is still way, way behind Google. Google had 22 billion searches in November, and Bing had just a little over 1 billion. But we're going to talk about Bing today because they have a sort of interesting idea about how they may be able to change that, how they may be able to steal some market share from Google, and also at the same time, maybe help journalism. So here's the idea. Bing would pay news organizations like the Wall Street Journal to exclusively list their contents in search results. So when you went to, say, Google News and you searched SEC hearings, if you were a geek, you would not see the Wall Street Journal article about that topic. You would have to go to Bing to find the Wall Street Journal in a search. And this is an idea that my other favorite David Folkenflik, who covers media for NPR, he sits across the cube from me. And he's been really interested in this idea, just because David spends most of his time, you know, talking about new ideas about how news organizations can make money. And it always revolves around, you know, how do we get you, the reader, to pay? You know, how are they going to get us to pay for access to articles? So the Wall Street Journal right now has a paywall where you have to pay a little extra if you want to see certain articles. This is totally outside of that conversation. Bing is saying, forget it, you don't have to pay anything. We will pay the news organization and we will pay them to get exclusive access to their content.
So David Folkenflik has been following this idea for a while, and he says it's really interesting because it is different from the way people have been talking about trying to solve this problem before.
The idea is, all right, look, let's not put up an additional paywall here for this content. Let's say Bing, which is trying to, you know, take over a stronger percentage of the search market in the few months that it's entered in this field, Bing will pay the Wall Street Journal a fair amount of money, some undefined so far, millions of dollars, to take its content away from the Google search. And that then people would have to presumably go through Bing to be able to find it. Now, this kind of goes against everything we think about the way the web works. I mean, after all, if it's on the web, you figure Google can find it. And one of the charges about Google is that it's omniscient and knows everything, and that's kind of scary. But Google's executives have always said, hey, we're not evil. If you want to, you can stick a little piece of code into your computer software programming, and that will effectively hide you from a Google search. So they could take, at the Wall Street Journal, they could take their news articles, make sure everything had that little code in there to protect them from the Google search, and they would turn invisible.
Which right now sounds crazy, right? Because you would think you're the Wall Street Journal, you want to be able to be searched by Google. You definitely don't want to have that code in there because you want Google to find all of your content and direct people to your pages where you have advertising and you make money from that advertising.
That's right. Google is by far the monster dominant force in the search engine world, and it is by far the leader in sending people to all kinds of sites, including news sites across the country and across the globe. The problem is a lot of those people go to, say, the Wall Street Journal or other newspaper sites, they read the article, and then they bounce away. So the question is, how useful is that? You know, they're not being paid by Google and they're not being paid by the user at that moment for the visit. How useful is that in selling it to advertisers? The answer is not very much. So the online revenue from advertising is really shrinking. And what Wall Street Journal is thinking here is, hey, if we can get millions of dollars from Bing, that is from Microsoft,
right,
to take this away from Google, can we in some way create a new revenue stream that will help sustain our journalism? And it, to me, it's a very interesting notion because they're not asking that much of the reader. I mean, readers get very upset in all kinds of surveys. They say, we're not really willing to pay for many kinds of content. For news, you know, if we have to, we'll go to CNN.com or we'll go to the Yahoo News page or we'll go to the, heaven forbid, the Associated Press webpage and we'll find good enough news that'll tell us what's going on. People are, if they go to Bing, are not being asked to pay money. People are not being asked for their name, their location, all of their demographic information to sell to some vendor. People are just being told, hey, you have to type these four letters instead of these six letters.com. And if Bing were able to recruit a significant number of news organizations to do this for a fee, it in a sense would be building a temporary virtual newsroom where it would say, well, look at all this content you can find through us that you can't get through what has heretofore been the leader in internet searches.
I'm so impressed you just used the word heretofore in conversation.
We do what we can here at the New York Bureau of NPR.
So let's just, Bing is like the new search kid on the block. And Bing, in order to be successful, knows that it needs to have something that Google doesn't have because Google's the huge, really popular search engine. And they know the reason Google is popular is because when I go to Google News, I expect it to find everything that I want it to find. So Bing is there saying, if I can get some of this stuff away from Google News, I can get people to say, we don't want to work with you, Google. That's good for us. So that's where Bing is.
That's absolutely right. And I'd add two points, one of which is that people, and this is not unique, but it is particular to the Wall Street Journal. People actually directly search for Wall Street Journal coverage in a way where for other things, they might just enter in Tiger Woods and, you know, Senator John Ensign and affair. You know, they wouldn't necessarily look for the journal article per se. For the
right.
journal, they really are often looking for its very distinctive coverage. And I think that's worth pointing out.
Also because it helps you get behind their paywall. Sometimes.
And it helps you get behind the paywall,
right.
which you can do through Google for a lot of their coverage. The second thing I'd point out is, you know, Bing is part of Microsoft and actually nearly 20% of all search engine referrals to the Wall Street Journal, according to compete.com, comes from MSN.com. Which, you know, which is the home of Hotmail and also, you know, owned by Microsoft. So Microsoft is already in a, shall we say, cordial and intimate relationship with the Wall Street Journal in terms of referrals. You know, the journal might say, well, let's get some money from Microsoft as a result. If you do a comparison, Google's giving it about 13%. You know, so Google, although dominant in the larger search sphere and still quite significant as a referral agency, is not actually as strong a referrer, I should say, as Microsoft and Bing.
So the thing that I thought when you told me about this was that it's like just going to be a drag for me. I'm going to now have to know that to get Wall Street Journal content, I have to go to Bing.com, and to get New York Times, I need to go to the Google search engine, and then will it become even more? Like, will it just totally confuse people so that it's very hard to find the specific information you're looking for?
Yeah, well, I don't know how concerned Rupert Murdoch is about you, Hannah, but, you know.
He worries about me a lot.
Yeah,
keeps him
I'm not so sure. But, you know, they are obviously worried about the audience as a whole. This is a very first moment. So, you know, it's not clear whether Yahoo will suddenly, you know, get ABC News and the Boston Globe or, you know, somebody else. My sense is that if Bing enters this in a serious way, it's going to make a pitch to pluck off a number of major creators of news and say, we are the folks who are going to do this with you. Yahoo, you know, newspapers and news organizations have been in conversations with Yahoo and Google for several years to figure out ways to derive more income from these guys. And they've always been able to say, well, we can help you sell ads on your online pages. This hasn't been a model that either Google or Yahoo, you know, these major players in this field, have been willing to embrace. So if Bing does this, you know, presumably Bing would say, we're the folks that are going to do this. Just as Google has said, you know, we're going to make books online our shtick. We're going to have that as we're going to corner that. And, you know, is really making a push to try to catalog all kinds of books, you know, from university libraries and archives across the country. So I don't think it's that it would be fractured into 36 different search engines. You know, you can't name more than a handful of them as it is. Bing didn't exist until a few months ago. You know, and the other point that I'll make is just that one of the things about the web is that there is this sort of self-corrective element. If you had to go to seven different web portals to find this stuff, I bet somebody would come along and, you know, do the equivalent of the Babel fish, where they'd say, okay, we're the universal search for the searches.
Right. And the thing that it sort of turns on its head is that what we started talking about, which is that either it's all for free or it's behind a paywall. And this is saying this is a new and different way for us to make some money.
Right. And also the notion somehow that online advertising as a revenue source will sustain newsrooms in the way that print advertising used to, people are finally relinquishing the fantasy. It's not going to happen. It's
That's
important
over.
To get some of that money, but none of these things, even this Bing deal, I mean, it would have to be a lot of money to make up a significant component of the newsroom budget for a newspaper as ambitious and as impressive as the Wall Street Journal.
Right. It's not everything, but it is
it could
some
be
money
something.
Coming in.
The other thing is it can be leverage. I mean, after all, Google is still the big gorilla, right, in the room. So it can be leverage. And you've seen Google executives, including the CEO, say, hey, we're not the enemy. Don't scapegoat us. We actually, you know, are directing people for free to your site, folks. We're giving you additional traffic. You should love it. But it's also saying, we can work with you. You know, there was sort of presentation of this new living story page where Google is helping the New York Times and the Washington Post aggregate coverage of continuing and important stories like, say, the healthcare debate and build it in a way that it's organic. You can see timelines. You can see related stories take shape and developments unfold in a way that looks different than a newspaper static page might. And it's hoping, it's saying, look, we can be a constructive partner with you. They did another deal where they said, well, if you go to a number of articles a day from the same news source, we may ask you to register and maybe we'll ask you to pay a small sum that would go largely to the news agency itself. It's a feel-good gesture. It seems as though it would affect a tiny minority of readers itself. But they're trying to make noises since this possible Bing deal surfaced that they can be a more constructive partner.
Does it seem to you like kind of a shift from, you know, the Wall Street Journal and I'm sure every other media publication being really desperate to be listed on Google and be able to be found to what seems like sort of the opposite, which is realizing Google needs us too. Like Google has ads on the Google News search or Google search, and if they don't have us, they don't have that money. They don't have as much money coming in through ads. It's like seems like a total shift.
Well, Google is not in any way a content creator. It enables people to create content through things like Google Maps. You know, it is able to aggregate content. It's able to do fascinating things with books and scan them. But in all cases, it needs the content to continue building and to maintain its seemingly irreversible momentum as the universal aggregator of all knowledge and all content. And if people say, we're not going to participate in that, and they do it in a significant way, it can slow the momentum. It can, you know, it's unlikely to throw the entire enterprise in doubt. It's enormous and powerful and in many ways terrific for the consumer, for you and me. But I think in this news realm, you know, this creates an opportunity for Bing to be a much greater player, and it creates leverage for news organizations to try to redefine their relationship with search engines like Google and, for that matter, Yahoo as well.
Hannah, that's really interesting to me because basically what's happening is the Wall Street Journal is trying to play the search engines off each other, you know, knowing that they're fighting, saying, hey, we'll be on your side, you know, but you got to pay me. And that just was not something that was in play or people were using before.
Right. It is the recognition that the search engines need them as much as they need the search engines. And it's not only the Wall Street Journal. Fulk and Flick actually told us there were two other newspaper companies, Media News, based in Denver, and a small company, the Belo Company in Dallas. They've also expressed interest in a possible deal with Bing, where Bing would have exclusive access to their content.
And we should point out that this is an idea that's sort of been out there since November, and it's just kind of been floating out there. But it is an interesting idea, and we are going to follow it here. I think that's going to do it for us here on Planet Money today. Be sure to visit the blog, npr.org/money. You can find us through Google or Bing or any of the other search engines. I'm David Kestenbaum.
And I'm Chana Jaffe-Wall. Thanks for listening. Whatever.